KJAN Sports.
And it is time now for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen. This report is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. Well, the high school football quarterfinal playoffs were held yesterday around the state. And locally in Class 3A, it was Sioux City Bishop Heelan Catholic over Carroll 14-2. In overtime, Creston down Dallas Center Grimes 50-49. Also in 3A, it was Pella over Washington 31-14. Cedar Rapids Xavier downing Manchester West Delaware 27-17. In Class 1A, and the game you heard on KJAN last night, it was Inwood West Lion over IKM Manning 35-13. Other 1A action includes Iowa City Regina over Leon Central Decatur 56-14. South Winneshiek downing Dyke New Hartford 34-7. Fort Dodge St. Edmund was a 35-13 winner over South Central Calhoun in Class 1A. In Class A football, it was Logan Magnolia over Woodbury Central 27-14. Mount Air downing Earlham 52-8. Denver over Nashua Plainfield 27-6. Gladbrook Rhinebeck over Pekin 28-6. In 8-player action, Fremont Mills beat Lamoni 67-12. HLV Victor was a 36-28 winner over Central Alcater. Marcus Meriden Cleghorn beat West Bend Mallard 23-19 in 8-player action, and it was Newell Fonda over Gilbertville Don Bosco 37-36. And in Class 4A, Bettendorf beat North Scott 23-3. Cedar Rapids Washington was a 44-19 winner over Iowa City West. Dowling Catholic downed Ankeny 48-14, and Waukee beat West Des Moines 12-0. Now that sets the stage for the semifinals, the state football tournament action. And at the Unidome next Thursday, November 13th in Class 3A, it'll be Creston taking on Sioux City Bishop Heelan Catholic. That game gets underway just after 5:30 p.m. again on the 13th. Also, Cedar Rapids Xavier takes on Pella. In 8-player action Thursday, it'll be MMC versus Fremont Mills beginning just after noon. And Newell Fonda takes on HLV Victor just after 9 a.m. On Friday, November the 14th, in Class 4A, it'll be Cedar Rapids, Washington, taking on Bettendorf at the Unidome just after 4 p.m. Waukee taking on Dowling Catholic West Des Moines at 7:06. In Class A on Friday, it'll be Gladbrook Rhinebeck taking on Denver. That game gets underway just after 10 a.m. next Friday. And then Mount Air takes on Logan Magnolia Friday afternoon just after 1 o'clock. A week from today in Class 2A at the state football tournament, it'll be North Fayette Valley taking on Dyersville Beckman Catholic beginning at 7:06. Sioux Center takes on Albia, then that is an afternoon game at 4:06. In Class 1A next Saturday, it'll be South Winneshiek versus Iowa City Regina getting underway just after 10 a.m. and then an Inwood West Lion versus Fort Dodge St. Edmund just after 1 p.m. next Saturday. Well, Floyd of Rosedale is up for grabs in the Twin Cities today when the Iowa Hawkeyes travel to Minnesota. It'll be a matchup of teams with first-run styles, and while the Gophers are last in the Big Ten in passing, the Hawks can't forget about it.
You can't load up. I mean, if you do, they're going to throw the ball down the field on you, and they do a good job that way. It's a well-conceived offense. It fits their players, and you know, they're a good football team. They look a lot like they have in the last couple of years. The biggest difference is they're more veteran now. They're a lot more experienced. They're older, physical guys, and they run the ball with great success.
That's Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz, who says the Gophers have one of the best running games in the Big Ten.
They've got a system that really is tough to defend. The quarterback's a good runner for them and does a great job. But up front, they're just really a veteran group, and they're doing really well. And they've got their system. They believe in it. They know it inside and out. And that's what good running teams do. They have something they believe in. And we're a veteran up front, too, so it ought to be a real tough contest on both sides.
The Hawks hope to secure the Floyd of Rosedale trophy for the third straight year.
Nobody owns that trophy, and, I guess we've had it this past year, but it's up for grabs again. Nobody owns it right now, and that's what the game's all about, and we'll just see how it goes.
Pre-game coverage begins at 9 o'clock here on KJAN with a kickoff slated for 11. And the Iowa State Cyclones take on Kansas, and both teams are still in search of their first Big 12 win. ISU coach Paul Rhodes says there may not have been a lot of changes since Clinton Bowen took over as interim coach for the Jayhawks after Charlie Weiss was fired following four games.
You know, he's still in charge of the defense, and I saw him signaling and doing things on the sideline, so I think he still has most of that responsibility, if not all of that responsibility.
Rhodes says there have been a few changes on offense.
There's been some adjustments that they've made on offense, and you know, quarterback being one of them personnel-wise. But the offensive coordinator is still in place, and so not drastic changes.
This will be ISU offensive coordinator Mark Mangino's first trip back to the sideline since he was first as KU coach. Rhodes says that'll have no factor in the game.
He's a professional, and it's our next opponent, I don't think that's any bearing. This is our next game, our ninth game, and a game we're looking forward to preparing for and going down and playing well.
Both teams are 2-6 overall. Kickoff for today's game at Covisto Field at Memorial Stadium in Lawrence, Kansas, is at 2:30 p.m. Well, perhaps it's just a fluke, but the Kansas City Chiefs are halfway through the season and no wide receiver has caught a touchdown pass yet. The previous time that happened was in 2009 when the Cleveland Browns went their first 9 games without a wide receiver catching a TD pass. Still, nobody on the Chiefs' sideline appears to be worried about it, especially considering they're 5-3 and have won 5 of their past 6 games heading into Sunday's game at Buffalo, which you can hear on KJAN. Chiefs quarterback Alex Smith pointed out that his running backs and tight ends have plenty of touchdown grabs, and it's only a matter of time until the wide receivers get involved. That is a check of sports this hour on KJAN, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.